Modest at Any Age by Elizabeth Stitt, based on a true story. Women adorn themselves in modest apparel, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. Rebecca's best friend, Cindy, lived just down the street. They played together all the time. They played with the same dolls and rode on the same bikes and even liked to dress alike. One day, Cindy came over to play. She was carrying a big plastic bag.
"I brought you some clothes I grew out of," Cindy said. "I thought you might like them."
"Thanks," Rebecca said. "Now I can really dress like you."
Later that evening, after Cindy had gone home, Rebecca's mom came into her room and sat on the bed. "Let's try out those new clothes you got," Mom said. Rebecca squealed with excitement and dumped out the bag of clothes. She went through the clothes one by one. First, she held up a pink dress.
"What a pretty dress," Mom said. "That will fit you perfectly." She hung the dress in the closet.
Next, they looked at a pair of blue pants.
"They look a little small," Mom said. "Let's give those to your younger sister."
Then Rebecca picked up a blue tank top.
"This is so cute,"
Rebecca said, holding it up.
"Can I wear it?"
"It's a cute color," Mom said, "but I don't think you should wear it."
"Why not?"
Rebecca asked.
"It would be great to wear this summer."
"It's not modest," Mom said.
Rebecca thought for a moment.
"What does it mean to be modest?" she asked.
"Being modest means dressing in a way that shows Heavenly Father we respect our bodies," Mom said.
"But Mom, it's so cute, and Cindy used to wear it," Rebecca said.
Mom patted Rebecca on the shoulder and said, "I'll let you decide what to do with it." Rebecca sighed. She knew it was important to listen to her mom, but she really liked the shirt. So when her mom left the room, Rebecca hid the tank top in her drawer underneath some other clothes. She thought maybe she could wear it one day when Mom wasn't home. A few weeks later, when Rebecca was cleaning out her dresser, she found the blue tank top. She pulled it out. Once again, she saw how cute it was. But she remembered what her mom had said and decided that she would rather show respect for her body than wear something immodest. She went to talk to her mom.
"Mom, remember that tank top Cindy gave me?"
Rebecca asked as she held it out.
"Well, I kept it hidden in my drawer, but I decided I don't want to wear it. I would rather please Heavenly Father."
Mom smiled and gave Rebecca a hug. "I'm glad you chose the right," she said. Sidebar. When you are well-groomed and modestly dressed, you invite the companionship of the Spirit and can exercise a good influence on those around you. For the Strength of Youth pamphlet, 2001, pages 14 through 15. End of the story. Modest at Any Age, read by Heidi Sobiski.